Kiddushin Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Aleph. As you recall, in Mishnah Yud, we were discussing different cases of when a family goes on a vacation overseas, and when they return, what type of ne'manus, what type of believability does the father have with regard to his family? So we are going to continue with another permutation of those cases. So he comes back and he says, in this situation, he doesn't go married. He leaves this country as single, and then he gets married overseas and has children. Now he returns. And he says the following: Isha nasati b'medina sayam, harei hizu. The woman that I married overseas, this is her. Ve'ilu baneha, and these are her children. So maybe raya la isha. So he has to bring a proof that his wife is miyuchas, it has a proper lineage, because in the previous Mishnah, it was in a situation when he got married her, so married here. So when they got married in this country, so we already looked into her lineage. But since here they got married overseas in this case, so therefore we have to investigate her lineage. However, you don't have to bring a proof about the children, because once you prove that the wife has a good lineage, so then you know these are her children, because again, the Gemara says this is talking about a situation when the children are kruchim acharei iman. The children are clinging to their mother, so therefore you know it has to be her children. However, mesa ve'ilu baneha. However, if he comes back and says, I married someone overseas, and she has children, and she died, and now I'm coming back with her children. So he has to prove that his wife was miyuchas, had a good lineage, because they didn't get married here, unlike the previous Mishnah. And he also has to prove that his children are really his children, because you don't have the proof of the fact that they're kruchim acharei iman, that they're clinging to their mother, since their mother is not around. She has passed away. Kiddushin Perek Dalad Mishnah Yud Beis. Now we're going to turn to a slightly different topic, which is actually still halacha l'maisa today. These are all halacha l'maisa, but this comes up very frequently, and this is the basis for Hilchas Yichud, the idea of a man can't be alone with a woman. So the Mishnah says, Lo yisyached adam im shtei nashim, a man is not allowed to be alone with two women, aval isha achas misyachedes im shnei anashim, but one woman could be in a room with two men. So the question is, why is there such a distinction? So the explanation is given that when two women in front of one man, the women are not going to be embarrassed in front of each other to do improper activities, and therefore they cannot act as shomrim for each other. They can't act as guardians from each other for any promiscuous acts. However, one woman in front of two men, the two men are going to be embarrassed to do any promiscuous acts in front of each other. So therefore, there's no problem of one woman to be alone in a room with two men. Rabbi Shimon Omer, af ish echad misyachad im shtei anashim, bizman sheishto imo. So Rabbi Shimon says, one man could even be with two women when his wife is with him. V'yashin imayim v'punduki, and they could even sleep together in a hotel room. Mipnei sheishto ishto mishamarto. Because the man's wife, she acts as a guardian for him. Obviously, he would be embarrassed to be with this other woman when his wife is there. And there's a whole discussion with regard to the phrase shtei nashim. Because seemingly, if you just read it literally, it sounds like Rabbi Shimon agrees to the Tanakhama. So therefore, many say that really it means a man is allowed to be together with a woman and his wife. And the reason why he said shtei nashim is just to follow the lashon, to follow the language the Tanakhama used of also shtei nashim. But really it means shtei nashim, two women, including the wife. The Mishnah continues, misyached adam im imo vim bito. There are certain people who are exceptions to this rule, and that is a man is allowed to be in the same room with his mother or his daughter, v'yashini mahem b'kiruv basar, and he's allowed to sleep together in a very close with their bodies touching, even without any clothes on. V'migdilo, however, if they grow up, if the mother and his son are all, if the son's older, and there's a whole discussion what older means, we'll just take a simple explanation that he's bar mitzvah. So if he's 13 and older, so then it's improper for them to sleep kir basar. So therefore, zu yishana biksusa, v'zu yashen biksuso. She has to sleep in her clothes, and he has to sleep in his clothes.